USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Russia continues to amass tens of thousands of troops along the border with Ukraine, President Biden says he expects he will soon have a conversation with the Russian President Vladimir Putin about it.
He was aware of Russia's actions for a long time, and my expectation is we're going to have a long discussion.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently delivering a message to his counterpart from Russia saying there would be consequences if Russia was to stage an incursion along the Ukraine border, something Russia claims it's not planning to do. The parents of the accused Michigan school shooter pleading not guilty to all four counts of involuntary manslaughter they face. James and Jennifer Crumbly arraigned after being arrested early Saturday morning while hiding out in a building in East Detroit. A judge sitting bonded $500,000 each. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The government's November jobs and employment report came out and left many disappointed as the economy was shown to have added fewer jobs than expected. Economists were expecting over 550,000 new positions. The number came in at about 210,000. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says,
we certainly have work to do. There's no question about it. But I would say that, you know, we have to look at the whole picture, not just month-to-month snapshots.
They're not spring chickens anymore, but the Rolling Stones had the biggest tour of 2021, according to Billboard, releasing its year-end box office chart and saying the Rolling Stones' No Filter tour was the year's biggest moneymaker. It raked in over $72 million. Green Day's came in second, making over $67 million on the road, and Harry Styles was third, grossing over $64 million. There's a blizzard warning up for the Big Island of Hawaii, at least higher elevations, which could get a snowstorm today. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
An impassioned House floor speech by a Texas Republican lawmaker. On Thursday night, Representative Chip Roy was largely speaking out against high levels of spending by the government, specifically the Biden administration. But he spent a great deal of time focusing on another issue, a provision within the Defense Authorization Act, which further clears the way for the government to require women to register for the draft.
Because this body, with no debate, no amendment, no vote on the substance, is going to adopt the National Defense Authorization Act that for the first time in history will require your daughter, your sister, your mom, your wife to register for the draft. Well, don't worry, I'm going to keep fighting it. And I'm not going to retreat. And I'm not going to run away from some pollster coming in saying, well, I don't know, I'm not sure how people feel about it. I know how people feel about it. I know how they feel about it in my district. I know how they feel about it in my kid's school. In my communities, I know the people who stop me in the airport and say thank you for standing up for some sort of common sense. I'll keep calling them out, every single one of them. And I'll call out every one of my colleagues in this body. And I sure as heck will not ever vote for a single one of them for any office if they're going to make my daughter eligible for the draft.
Again, that's Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy speaking on the House floor on Thursday night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.